This is CliffCentral.com. Evolution. CliffCentral.com. The Football Show. It's a philosophy on CliffCentral.com.
Yes, it's Wednesday and it's the football show, a show about football. Agent K. Smith, Anele,
that's right,
and the lady from the Beast Ride in the building, 23. What up, doll?
I'm good. How are you?
You're right.
I'm good.
That's right. Uncle Smith, how you doing?
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Assalamu alaikum. Anele, how you doing?
Using.
You're right, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, we thank you for joining us again.
Did you hear that R&B voice? Yeah, I'm good.
Anyway, we've got a great show lined up for you guys. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for giving us 45 minutes of your most valuable time to just talk rubbish and all things sport. It's the football show. It's a Wednesday show about football, sex, drugs, money, alcohol, nudes. Nice watches, good gentlemen looking nice in these suits.
You
look very dapper.
Dapper.
Thank you.
Yes. Anyway, true to our, you know, our ethos as a show for the fans by the fans, we've got some amazing super fans in the studio today. Agent K. Smith, your Uncle Kevin.
I'm in the building.
Yes. Some say that he is the gateway drug to Yellow Bone Country.
Unconfirmed reports.
And that if you look hard enough for your girlfriend, you will find her in his beard. All we know is that he is the godfather of Yellow Bone Nigga Swag. That's Mr. Right. Steal Your Girl. Right. Mr. Allen Iverson mixed with Steph Curry. It's your uncle. Uncle Kevin.
That's right.
I feel like you need to say that at my wedding. That needs to be on my tombstone, actually.
That's boring.
Yeah. Some say he's the cool kid of all cool kids. Before MT came out with, "If she trippin', leave the bitch alone," this guy was giving him the aux cord, passing it around and giving it to this teen. All we know is that he is the godfather of all the most colorful Thai swag. The man with the most pristine white shirts of all time. The toughest shape up you will ever see of death in the country. Also, the FIFA challenge still stands. This is the man who believes he's the best FIFA player in the country. All we know is that he is the godfather of Pretoria swag, the boy from the proper Kasi, the Swati Pretoria man, the god, Anele in the building.
Ebola le.
Shapa bafana.
No, we on.
And introducing the lady with the most fire voice of all time.
Oh,
some have described her voice as a fire mixtape on its own.
Oh my god.
When Jay-Z was in the streets of Miami selling his mixtape, he was talking about her voice.
Factual.
All we know is that she's the godmother of all things that come from the Beast Rand. The lady with the most fire voice of all time. Swanee in the building. Anyway, guys, this is ostensibly a football show.
That's right.
Yeah. So let's just get into it.
Let's do this.
Alright, let's start off. Obviously, we want to talk about Euro 2016.
Hold on, I got no snare on my headphones.
You got no snare in your headphones?
Can you turn up the snare on my headphones?
I'm just telling our producers that we've got a special guest lined up for you guys at 12:30. And she's... most of you have missed her. But you'll get to hear her voice soon enough. So just stay tuned to this fine mixtape. Anyway, let's talk about Euro 2016. The blacks against the blacks in the final, which is essentially our topic for the week. Some have dubbed it the African Union final. Some people called it all kinds of things. And, you know, you have a lot of racist people who can talk and whatever, whatever. But Portugal, 90 minutes again. They failed to get a result. And then in the end,
Eder,
the man who is rumored to have come from Angola,
Eder,
with the hairstyle of an African Womboi warrior,
Eder,
and he comes through with the goal in the 109th minute.
Outside the box.
It wasn't even a long range from inside the box. It was a long range from outside the box. Mfana, close your eyes and kill the keeper. What a disappointment for France.
I can't believe it. You know,
I'll leave it to you guys. I mean,
I wanted my boy Pogisto to win something.
Pogisto.
For you who don't know, Pogisto is Pogba. It's for the white fans listening. We call him Pogisto.
Oh, Pogisto.
Yes, I wanted him to win. But look, he didn't just come through.
Yeah, you know, I was backing France all the way from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, if you ask anyone that knows me.
Yeah. You're supposed to hit Bering.
I believe those guys were going to get it.
They were going to hit Bering.
And then last few,
Baba.
My man, Eder. I can't believe Eder.
Of all people.
I think he scored like three goals.
He was used.
He scored like three goals.
At Swansea
or something like that.
Yeah. Apparently, this is his first goal for Portugal.
Yeah.
Ever in his life.
That's how.
Of all time.
And he's been playing for Portugal.
And you win Euro 2016 with that goal.
You're fine.
Like, yeah. And he's been playing for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
he's
clutch. Been around for a while.
He's clutch.
Why did you say you've known him for a while?
You've known him?
He's been there for a while. About 3 or 4 years playing for Portugal. First team. When they substitute the other striker, they put Eder on.
Yeah.
And he has not been able to score one goal.
Bro, I've never even seen... Do they even have him on FIFA? Because when I set up my squads, when I set up my squads in FIFA, I use Eder to put in someone else on the bench.
Yeah,
I
know.
Like, he's a reserve in my life.
Yeah, I know. I don't believe that players like Eder actually even get a rating on FIFA. They probably...
Kaiser Chiefs has a rating on FIFA.
He doesn't have a photo.
Kaiser Chiefs and Pirates have a rating on FIFA. He doesn't have a photo. He's just a black man.
No, just, you know, the Facebook one where
that's
he just...
What he
that's what he has. I've seen it.
You.
Let me Google it, actually, if he has a photo.
Yeah, okay. So, Portugal, 27th minute, Cristiano Ronaldo gets injured by Dimitri Payet, and we're thinking, can you not stand that nigga?
Yeah. I can't stand that nigga,
girl. This is not a place for Cristiano Ronaldo slander, Baba. Okay.
No, I can't stand Payet.
Oh, okay. I was about to check you, because, you know, I thought maybe you were trying to be a habitual line stepper, and I was going to... check you.
But otherwise, you can see me right now.
Is it?
Oh. No, but gents. Honestly speaking, after he got that injury, did you guys not like feel sorry for him? I don't care who you are, you kind of felt sorry for him when you saw him weeping.
I mean, this guy pays his taxes.
When I saw him weeping,
he pays his taxes. He's got no tattoos. He gives blood to children in Africa. Mm-hmm. I felt sorry for that guy. He's good looking. He's got a muscular body.
Jabs at Messi.
Yeah. I mean, he pays his taxes. You know this.
And
he pays his
taxes.
God doesn't need to pay taxes.
And you'll steal your girl.
God doesn't need to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Your face doesn't need to pay taxes. But anyway, so Portugal, 0-0. Your best star comes off in the first half, essentially.
Yeah.
But somehow they... Look, I've seen people trying to take this away from Cristiano. This guy was basically the one who was talking at halftime and motivating the players to you. You saw the talk to João Moutinho.
Can we replace him with Wenger? Can we replace Wenger with Cristiano? Please, guys.
He's won more European cups than Wenger.
No, shut up.
Guys, what I feel that was undermining Santos' authority. Yeah?
No.
Personally, I just... The way, like,
if you're
you know,
a big personality in the squad,
you do what you need to do.
How many packs does Santos have?
But Santos is the head coach. Yeah. You know, I just
does
felt
Santos
that
have a six pack?
I feel
does
maybe
he have it? How many packs does he have?
Yeah,
no, but
Cristiano has 8 of them, if not 12.
Fair enough. I hear that, gents. And you know what? I understand him motivating guys, but you don't go into the dugout and go stand next to the coach and give the coach technical instructions.
Yeah.
I think that should be left to the coach, personally.
No.
Because if we were all doing that,
no,
then
chief, no,
one
no.
day we're going to find...
player, people would be like...
You know, yeah. If it was another... If it was Pogba, let's say.
If
France were in a situation like that, and Pogba stood up and like, no, listen...
People would be like, no.
It's a freaking final. He is with his team. He is the captain. And he's the captain. Come on, sit down.
It's noble, you know. It's noble. I liked it as well. But I just think it undermined his authority. It undermined Santos' authority.
Nah, fam.
Haters going
I think it's
haters
because Santos was haters the going manager.
Hate.
If it was another big name manager.
Yeah, you would have never done that. If it was Mourinho.
Never.
Go sit.
Come
go
on,
sit your ass
but
down.
I'm happy you said that he's not a big time manager.
No, I'm just saying.
But any manager, gents. Let's not forget, gents and ladies. Any manager that manages an international team is a big manager. No doubt. Any man, if you manage and Sheikh Mashaba. Sheikh Mashaba, gents. Whether we want to admit or not, Sheikh Mashaba is a big manager.
Well, look, in terms of, are we talking reproductive organs or
what are we talking about here?
What has he achieved in the game?
Once you get considered, for international duty, you have to understand.
My man, Steve Compella can be considered for international duty right now with the state of African football, but right
not
now,
Muhsin Etugral
is a massive coach.
That PE teacher from Turkey, he's only ever coached physical education teams.
He can do this thing.
A dentist for Iceland
can be that
manager.
Have you seen how shiny Iceland's teeth are?
The entire team.
That's a competent manager. The whole country. Man.
Oh, the whole country. Anyway, okay, so I just want to look at Portugal's progression throughout the tournament. They've essentially won two games within. Actually, they've won one game within regulation time, the 2-0 against Wales. Yeah. And then again, we went through to 90 minutes, and then they finally got the 1-0. What is it that Santos managed to do that previous managers, Carlos Queiroz and all those other guys, had failed to do with this ostensibly less talented Portugal side?
I wouldn't say so.
You know what? I think the guy, right? I compare him a lot with Coleman. I think he knows that his squad as a whole is probably not the greatest squad.
Yeah.
But the team spirit is impeccable. Mm. Like those guys, they literally will not concede. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you can say that Pepe and Jose Font were the guys that...
Oh, we forgot. Anelizon likes to pronounce it Pepe and Jose Font. You're going to spit Pepe in these mics, right?
Pepe and Jose. Pepe.
Shut up.
Antoine Griezmann.
Antoine Griezmann.
No, this is how you pronounce
Griezmann, boy.
No, you can't. Griezmann.
Giroud. Olivier Giroud. Is it?
Olivier Giroud.
Is it?
Yeah. That's how you pronounce it.
Is it?
But yeah.
He gave a point.
But this is what I believe, you know. I think these guys, they defend as a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the first time in a while where I saw Brakris himself tracking back. He's running with the team.
But with his injury.
With his injury, you know. Yeah. But you know, I just feel... Although people can say that they didn't deserve to win it, but I think in terms of showing team spirit, in terms of showing that camaraderie, I think those guys, they were next to nothing. Next to like Iceland and Wales, I think Portugal were the only other team that really showed like a togetherness. Okay. I don't even think they showed the same. France showed the same togetherness as Portugal.
True.
I don't think.
True. Oh, isn't it?
True.
No, okay. Those guys deserve to win it based on that, I think.
Tony, what do you think?
Well, it is what it is. They won.
we know that you don't like Cristiano, but just get outside of your Cristiano hate.
No, I'm not even hating on him. I'm just saying that, you know what, they did the thing, so props to them for doing that. Yeah.
Wow, they did the thing.
Like, I can't hate on that. I mean, they did what they had to do.
Tactically,
they
were not the most entertaining team to watch.
Not at all. But
in fact, this entire Euros has been actually such a slip. Yeah.
Garbage.
You know, it's garbage.
Yeah.
Uncle Kevin?
Look, I mean...
Look.
There's one very important thing that Carlos has done.
Mm.
He brought in some swag players. When you have Quaresma...
I knew this one was coming. I knew Quaresma. Like, there was no way Quaresma was
coming. Quaresma is swag, though.
Because of the teardrop.
When you put Quaresma, Nani, Cristiano...
Yeah,
what
swag
would you need for my life?
Swag players.
Any guy who can do a samba at will. I'm happy with him. Go ask Dean Furman right now. Dean Furman, are you listening to this? Go do a samba right now. You can't do it. I'm telling you, you can't do it.
We're not going to get into this one.
We got a message from our number one fan and the lady of the football show, Sonia. Sonia says, guys, Cristiano can buy the entire team plus the coaching staff's lives so he can do whatever he wants. He fucking pays taxes. Thank you, Sonia.
I know we hear you, Sonia. We hear you.
He pays his taxes. So sit down. Anyway, so now we've spoken about Portugal, the unlikely victory. And I mean, just to...
Greece.
Just to show you how much of a great human being Cristiano Ronaldo is.
True.
He says, that this trophy is for the immigrants. The immigrants! He says the trophy is for the immigrants.
Do they get citizenship now?
I'm just asking.
Wow.
Well, Cristiano's authority, he could probably give them citizenship.
He says this is for the... Wow, Cristiano, you're a god for this, bro. You are a god.
Actually, what I've heard, shout out to my homie Jamza, he actually said that they need to make Cristiano the president of Portugal already.
Yeah, for free. Yeah.
That George Weah situation.
Yeah, that George Weah situation, which he never actually ended up getting. But
it was close.
It was close enough. Ellen Salif Johnson, she took the job from George Weah. Anyway, now let's move on to France, the other side of this discussion. Also, as you might remember, the godmother of all things yellow, Red Nandi, actually predicted at the beginning of the tournament that Portugal were going to win the entire tournament.
Yeah, but that's like,
which at the time was really crap for me. Yeah, I mean, I love Cristiano.
It's like the people that predicted that Leicester were going to win the league.
Guy, the 5,000 to 1. That guy who won.
People that just don't. It's just the bottom line.
It's just not.
There's
on.
No way that you could predict.
It's just a bottom line. It's just a. It's just a. It's just a boom.
With Eden.
Boom. Yeah. And then so, France. What did France do wrong? It seems as if, I mean, there's been an argument that Didier Deschamps. Didier Deschamps. Basically misused the talent at his disposal. The tactics were too rigid and they were not adaptable to the players that he had at his disposal. Yeah. So, what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, I think he used the players well. Bar maybe Pogba. He had to play Pogba in a deeper role.
Which did he have to play him there though?
To give Griezmann the freedom. They only started playing Griezmann in the middle
towards the latter stages of the tournament.
That was the second game.
No, the third game.
Of the group.
But that's when they'd seen that it wasn't working. They were trying to play him out wide. Why not put Morgan Schneiderlin in there? Why not put Antonio Martial in there?
You think they're making the final with playing... Schneiderlin.
Martial is a deadly kid, guys. Let's not even like
him. Dimitri Payet is literally having the form of his life right now. You cannot sit down Dimitri Payet and put on Martial because of the fact that,
my guy, you're gonna spit into these mics, man.
Martial's face hasn't changed since grade 6. We can't trust him. We can't trust that nigga.
No,
can't trust.
He has the same face when he's surprised, when he's happy, when he's angry. He just has one face.
That's an assassin's face.
Yeah, that is an assassin.
Yeah. That nigga is an assassin.
I love that guy.
You don't want that guy holding the
bottom line.
You don't want that guy holding the trophy.
Bottom line.
When everyone's telling him, he's just there with the trophy. Nah.
If you actually saw the FA Cup final, he had a serious face.
That's all he's good for.
His face is a meme face. Easily a meme face. Alright, so yeah, we're still talking about France.
Yeah.
What? It seems as if he had gotten his tactics correct, especially in the Iceland game.
Yeah.
I mean, they blew them out the water, Chief. Boom. They blew them out the water. So what happened in the final?
But you see,
what did he get wrong?
Pogba
was
very.
What's his name? Gignac.
What a player.
Why did you put on Gignac in a final?
He plays in Mexico, guys.
Exactly.
He plays in Mexico.
We don't even see him play.
If you watch, if there's a player that plays in Mexico and he's playing in your international team.
Mexico.
This guy.
If he's playing in your international team and you want to win the Euros and your second choice striker is playing in Mexico.
Yeah. But they overlooked Gamero.
They overlooked Benzema, my brother.
No, Benzema, extortion, money laundering.
Like, so what?
Benzema.
So what?
Blackmail.
You don't need thugs.
Messi has
swag
a top
players.
Right now.
Swag players.
This is what I'm saying.
You needed a swag
you
player.
Need
there
swag
were not
players.
Enough swag players in that French team.
Giroud can't do it on his own.
Kingsley Coman is swag.
No, but that little Padawan ponytail, what is that about? He's losing.
That man is chowing the biggest changers right now.
Yes, he's chowing good bums, but he's using.
He's using. Super
using. What's that? He's useless. He is useless.
Also, the only person who doesn't have swag in the team, and I love him, but he doesn't have swag, is N'Golo Kanté. Looks like your uncle from the village, dog.
There's a place in Harare called Kambuzuma.
Yeah.
N'Golo Kanté looks like he's one of those guys you'll find outside the tavern in Kambuzuma.
No, remember, has any of you played FIFA 99?
Yes.
Yeah.
He has those graphics. I feel like They just took him.
He's a generic graphic.
Yeah, he's just from PS. He's like from PS1. They took him from FIFA 99
into the graphic.
Into Leicester.
Into life.
Straight into Leicester.
Straight into life.
You see those Tibetan Sangomas of his. Yeah. Like, there's this guy in FIFA 99. We need him. They changed his name to Conte. And then he was there. Breaking news.
But
breaking
news. Tactically, did he really get it that wrong? I mean, you know, what happened?
I just think Portugal got it tactically right.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think he got it wrong. I think Portugal just, their defensive shape was on point.
On point, yeah.
And it was very difficult to break them down.
Playing for Pogba in a defensive role.
He's not defensive. He's a box-to-box, guys.
He's a box-to-box, but
he
box
would have benefited. You need him in the final third.
Yeah, I need him in the final third. He could have done better.
I don't
better.
Necessarily think you need him. I think the same position he played for Juventus, right?
Mm.
He played
not,
almost...
Not you, Juve?
Yeah, whatever. Oh, Juventus doesn't matter to me.
Juventus. Black came out so quickly.
Juventus. But yeah, so I feel he plays box to box. He's not necessarily too deep. He's not necessarily too
deep.
Forward.
Too deep.
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
That's what she said. But yeah, so I think he adopted a similar role in the French squad. Maybe a little bit too deep, based on the fact
yeah,
that...
Yeah, that's what they all say to me. All the time.
Maybe a little bit too deep.
Maybe a little bit too deep, baby. Okay, but yeah.
Based on the fact that they had to accommodate Griezmann and Olivier Giroud, you know, and it just... I don't know. That was the only place I think they could have played him. And in the Iceland game, he actually was very influential in that position.
No, he was. But
yeah, but that's for Iceland.
That's for Iceland.
Iceland used England. What are you guys
saying? But Iceland, they were just playing football like a team, which is what we've decided and discovered that no other team in Euro 2016 was doing in any case.
Yeah.
So
they went out there having fun.
They went out having fun. There was no volcano to be scared of this time.
Yeah.
Imagine if like your life is just full of volcanoes.
The coach took leave. The coach got leave from his dentistry.
From his dentistry practice.
You know, so life was good.
No, but they were a difficult team to break down. So the fact that they could they broke them down that easily
for me,
or that well.
For me, really, Iceland are a true reflection of how white privilege in the world works.
Please chat to us.
You have a dentist who is a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, Chris Rock has said this before.
Has said this before about where, you know, like how in his neighborhood.
True.
It's him, Jay-Z, and Oprah.
And a
bunch of dentists who are white. So you see these extraordinary black people and just dentists. Paul Pogba, chief, is determined, that boy. He's busy eating veggies.
He's not eating McDonald's, chief.
He's not eating McDonald's. Paul Pogba is busy eating veggies in Europe, chief. He's focused. You see what I'm saying? But back to my point is, like this Icelandic team have done, okay, props to what they've done in terms of coaching and all those little soccer schools that they've set up. I think Iceland have got like 500. Also, they've got a population of 300,000. But they've got a ratio of 500 coaches, 500 kids to one coach of football.
Standard. Where
as opposed to where England have like something stupid like, you know, 5,000. So those kind of things obviously help and, you know, they aid in your development as a nation, and props to what they've done.
But
just because they are blonde and they've got blue eyes, everyone was feeling sorry for this guy. No, man. No, chief. No.
It's just not.
Why is this guy looking at us? Oh, no. I don't know what is. Anyway, so that's my point. You know, that's my point. Get my point.
I get your point.
Get my point. Get my point.
But I still believe, you know, whether it's 500 to 1 or whatever that figure might be, at the end of the day, that coach is still someone with the end of his name being Sun.
Yes. Yeah.
What happened?
Nothing. Let's play. Play on, Baba.
Gundogan or Gundogan or someone.
Gundogan.
Who wants to be coached by a guy named Gundogan?
No, but remember, Iceland had two coaches.
Yeah.
A guy who was leaving and a guy who was still supposed to be. The guy was coming in. Okay, that could have come.
So we cannot really speak about the development.
Let me not say coming in.
Pause.
Let me pause. Let me think about it. Let me take it back. Anyway, we're digressing. We're talking about France. So, what now after this? I mean, this is a huge disappointment. You're hosting the tournament.
It's a young squad. Yeah. They've got time. I think next major tournament is the World Cup, right?
Yeah. In Russia.
They could win that.
I think
they could win the World Cup.
Who could know about winning it?
Guys, they're not on home soil.
I don't know about winning it, but I think they can go.
Who's got, like, when you compare that, like, other countries' youth teams or like younger players.
Germany can still do it in 2018.
I'm not sure.
I think South America's got some teams. I think Chile.
Is it Chile?
I've never heard that before.
It's not Chile.
I've never heard that before.
No, no. I mean, we've heard
all kinds of pronunciations of, of Chile on this show.
No. We heard Chile
from a guest the one time. We heard Chile. We're like, Chile. Okay, she's been to Chile. Now you're saying Chile.
Chile. That's how you pronounce it, guys.
Get
Chile.
Fuck out of here, man.
Chile. Guys, you need to go check these guys out. I'm telling you, that's how you pronounce it, bro. All
right. Anyway, let's move on to our second segment. We're trying to get Red Nandi on the phone, but she's clearly busy interviewing. She's interviewing, actually. She's actually interviewing DJ Cleo and what's his name? The other guy. Tigra.
Oh
yes! Apparently they're big Kaiser Chiefs and Pirates fans, and they're like, you know, talking about the Black Label.
Deben
Vibes. Calling Black Label. Calling Black Label.
Calling
Lead your team. Weekend?
I don't know.
Why do you even have that tournament? What is that about?
It's charity, dog.
Anyway, we'll talk about that later. I want to move on to the theme of the week. We're talking about African footballers and African football in general, and how we don't seem to progress in terms of the quality of our game on the continent. I know we touched on this last week, Anza, and we're talking about. You know, you can make 8 wholesale changes in a season and things will still be sharp. As they did at Kaiser Chiefs last week.
Leave us.
So, in the Euro final, as some of you might have noticed, of the 22 players who were on the pitch at any one point in time, 16 were from Africa.
That's right.
16 had African origins. Gabon, Mali, not Sudan, Senegal, Ivory Coast,
Angola,
Guinea. Cape Verde, Guinea,
Cabo Verde.
Yo,
that's how you pronounce Cabo Verde.
It's Cape Live Jam.
Okay. It's Live Jam. Cape Verde, fam.
I can't wait to see his face when he realizes it's actually Cabo Verde.
Isn't it?
He's gonna have a nice face.
Sweet, my brother.
So, like I'm saying, we did touch on this, and we're talking. So. These guys have managed to make careers of themselves in Europe.
Yeah.
Essentially, it was a meeting of the African Union in that final in at the Stade de France.
That's right.
It was a meeting of the African Union. 16 of the 22 players come from Africa. So, why is it that we haven't seen an African nation go forward in the World Cup? Pele predicted that by the year 2000 would have had an African nation winning the World Cup.
Yeah, but Pele's using him.
He's using.
No, but you know, all these guys, although they Africans originally, but you know, at the age of like 5 or something, Pogba was already learning his football next to Griezmann.
Yes.
Given the fact that, and I know you don't like this, he is an athlete. Given the fact that he's an athlete, he's only going to be
racist terminology in the offing.
He's only going to be that good, you know. African players that developed in Europe are always going to be better than European players developed in Europe.
Yeah,
that's how it is.
So it's just a list. It's France, Paul Pogba from Guinea, Renato Sanchez, Portugal from Cabo Verde, Bakary Sagna from Senegal, Nani, Cape Verde. Blaise Matuidi, France, from Angola.
Blaise
Matuidi's story is actually funny because his parents were running away from Jonas Savimbi and the civil war in Angola.
Oh,
and they moved to France from Angola. So you'd have thought they would have come from
France.
That's
why he runs. He runs the full game.
He runs the Hague. William Carvalho and his porn mustache. Have you seen William Carvalho's mustache?
He looks 35.
Is the guy a porn star or nah?
Anyone with a mustache already. It's either he's like some sort of a molester of some sort, or he's a porn star.
William Carvalho from Angola,
1993 guys, that guy.
Ngolo Kante, Ngolo Kante.
PS1 graphics.
PS1 graphics from Mali. And let me just go back here, and then, strangely enough, Danilo, he just looks like a Cinque guy.
Danilo
from Portugal.
Yeah,
did I say
like
correctly? He's also from Angola, I think. Or Guinea-Bissau or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Samuel Umtiti from Cameroon.
Strength.
Big player there.
Eliseu from Cabo Verde.
Cabo.
What the fuck is going on here? Who else? I think Adil Rami or something.
What from Algeria.
Morocco.
Morocco.
I think, Patrice Evra.
Virgin.
Did you say virgin?
Nah, that's his FIFA nickname. That's his FIFA nickname. We call him Virgin Evra.
Patrice Evra from Senegal.
Yeah.
Edda
from
Guinea-Bissau. Moussa Sissoko from Mali. Adil Rami from Morocco. Eliakim Mangala from the DR Congo.
Mongola.
Come on, it's Mangala. What? He's Mongola. Probably. If he's from DR Congo, shut Mangala. Up. No, respect yourself. Respect us.
Why is it
in
Mongola?
In fact, get out.
Get out of here.
That's how you pronounce it in France. It's Mongola.
Then Steve.
Licky and Mangala.
No. It's Mangala.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, he's probably from like.
Okay.
Kinshasa. Do you say Kinshasa?
I hope the listeners right now are Googling to see how you pronounce
it. Steve Mandanda from DR Congo. He also pretends to play for France. So.
There's actually one that was very surprising.
Then there's Ross Barkley.
Ross Barkley,
did you know it's Nigerian? Yeah.
No, we know, but I'm saying Direct Jesus is always telling us about his middle name. I always forget. It's Ross Adeyokunle Barkley. So his Nigerian roots are pretty strong. Marcus Rashford.
Tanzania.
TZ. Jumbo, Jumbo. Where the Swahili speakers, fam? Jumbo.
I thought that's from the Cape Flats live chat. But Tanzania sounds alright for now.
It sounds alright, huh? Mm. Who else was Marcus Rashford? Ryan Giggs is also not really white.
Yeah, his dad is black.
And
he played professional. I think was one of the first black guys to play for the Welsh team.
Yeah. That explains it.
Yeah. That explains why he plowed his brother's girlfriend. His brother's wife. Yeah, no, who was his girlfriend. But also, we've always said this. If you steal your brother's girlfriend, your brother who's more famous, better looking, more talented, has more
better looking.
It's play on.
Mm. Ryan Giggs is better looking than his brother.
They look alike.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
But the bank balance though.
But the bank balance looks better.
His middle name is Joseph, guys.
Ryan.
You have to plow if your name is Joseph.
Ryan Joseph Giggs. So yeah, Uncle Kevin. Sweet. And Swanee, you guys haven't given us your opinions on this whole African thing.
What do you want from me?
I want the truth. Give me something.
No, look, bro. The thing is that our players have been commoditized. Africa has always been commoditized. So even our athletes are seen as transferable commodities, and that's what's happening right now. So
is it
because they can develop our players to an extent that we can't within the continent, they will give that to our players in exchange for them taking their citizenship.
Yeah.
But look, sometimes as an athlete, you need to see where the opportunities lie. If I had the chance to be a better athlete for another country, I'd probably do it myself.
For another country?
I'd probably do it myself.
Wow.
But yeah, that's just the thing.
Like a better country though, a better opportunity.
Yeah.
What do you mean a better country?
But guys, not honestly, like in a war-torn African nation, and then you get a chance to go to Paris.
Exactly. How must I go to practice?
I am bulletin.
You can't go to practice with the bazooka on your shoulder.
It's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
You're not even sure if you run here, you're gonna step on a landmine. You don't need. You can't be playing in.
I mean, the black tax, they have to look after their families, so you're gonna go away.
Yeah, but the black tax is real. Emmanuel Adebayo ended up thinking his family was bewitching him because he was paying for people's lives, you know, people's you know houses in Ghana. Emmanuel Adebayo is actually a very strange guy because he's born in Togo, lives in Ghana, but no, he was born in Nigeria, is a Togolese citizen, but lives in Ghana.
Yeah, no.
He's got the whole West Africa.
He's the AU.
So the West Africa, that whole peninsula on lock, essentially. Your views? Africa?
I agree.
Concurs.
She agrees. Anyway, let's move on to some local stuffs. You might have noticed that Morocco Swallows got relegated.
Again.
Yeah,
into the ABC Mutsepe League.
Yes, but they've just bought Free State Stars.
Yeah. Has it been confirmed?
It looks like it's about to happen.
Yeah, I heard yesterday they were close to it, but I don't know if they've actually agreed yet. But yeah, they're gonna buy over Free State and have PSL status again, which I think is meh, because you know I feel Dignitas,
everyone
needs to be there. You know, you have to. If you go down, you need to come back up, man. I don't believe in this thing of we went down, but we have the money, so we're gonna buy over a team in the league and play in the PSL.
Which is very strange as well. I find that very strange because
all we want is the money.
It's not like I don't know how the rules here work because it's not like if Swansea get relegated, they can just buy Norwich City status
and
then still come back. So I think it's something that maybe South African authorities need to look at. And again, maybe it speaks to the quality of our football. Our structures don't encourage us to be better. They don't. And I mean, the PSL is the 8th richest league in the world in terms of revenue. But in terms of goals to chances created and goals scored, Jesus.
Yeah, no, our strikers cannot even manage 15 goals
a
season.
Can't hit a barn door if it was looking at you.
You can't hit Chris, and he's scoring 50 goals a season, and the guy can't even get 15.
I mean, didn't Chris Katongo, I think in 2009 or 8 or whatever, he was top goal scorer in January, and he went to Zambia.
He left. Remained.
He came back. He came back in June to pick up the award as the top goal scorer. But anyway, that's the story for another day. Let's move on to some international news. Big Sam Allardyce is about to be confirmed as New England manager.
I heard they spoke to him. I don't know if it's...
Look, it says here that Big Sam is closing in on the England job.
Yeah, you know, these newspapers that you read, Elif.
Look, yeah. we are fully aware of the fact that, the British media are the Ebola of media. We live by this rule.
Standard.
We know this, but, I mean, the Mirror are somewhat reliable. The likes of John Cross and all those kind of guys.
Sky Sports News.
This guy only... Anza only believes Sky Sports. Easy.
Sky Sports News.
Yeah, just put it in the own bag. Arsenal are on red alert after Julian Draxler has been offered for £55 million. £55 million? Is he worth 55?
Close to.
He wasn't worth 40 when we wanted him at the beginning.
Last year, yeah.
He's not worth 40 now.
but guys, like the way he performed in the Euros, yeah, I think he was one of the standout players in that
for Germany. Yeah. When he did come on.
This is why we only need him in the basketball segment.
Yeah, only need him in the basketball.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that, by the way.
I think he's gonna have us.
He's gonna use us. Something funny happened yesterday. There's a country called Gibraltar.
Used
the Rock of Gibraltar, and Celtic got used by a team from Gibraltar yesterday in
a semi-pro team.
Semi-pro team in Brendan Rodgers' first game. I'm sure there was a lot of talk about philosophies as well and spirits. Was this guy overrated at Swansea? He was at Swansea, wasn't he?
Yes.
Was he overrated at Swansea?
He was born overrated.
Oh, wow.
No, he's a good manager. The guy's a good manager. It's just that he's not. He can't adapt. I don't think he can adapt to certain situations.
Do you need to adapt to beat semi-pros?
No. Yeah, good, fair question. But, you know, I'm looking at his Liverpool tenure now. The fact that, you know, he wanted to implement the same middle league team philosophy, and you can't be doing that when you're coaching teams, big teams like that, you know. It's the same thing that I believe, I don't know why, but Van Gaal also did something of a similar nature. When he's a top coach, but he wanted to implement these middle team philosophies, and...
But
he
he's never coached the middle team. What are you talking about?
I know, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how he did it. But he used a poor mentality.
Yeah.
Like when you're a team for a top coach, your first thing on your agenda is we have to find a way of scoring a goal.
Yeah.
It's not we have to find a way of being compact, finding a way of keeping a good shape. Only Sam Allardyce, Kiko Sanchez Flores will say, no, listen, gents, we need to keep a good shape here. Just try to catch them on the counter. And I feel that is a middle team mentality. And Van Gaal was implementing that.
Isn't it? You get my points. Okay, and then Luke Shaw is back in training. I'm sure Man United fans will be happy to hear that.
Love that guy.
And speaking of Man United, there is talk that you guys are going for Cesc Fabregas.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know.
Worsting, Matt.
It's just a bunch of cinqua, that guy. He's just a cinqua.
No, he's a half-baked... Like London brown bread.
Yeah,
that's got mold. And like someone had sex in a bed, and it was in the middle, and then someone chanted on it. That's
his assist are delicious though. So.
He's what?
Assist.
She's got a point there.
She's a Chelsea fan. She's just shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. You never seen the best of Fabregas anyway. He gave his best years to Arsenal.
He won us a league. Did he win you a league?
He won us prestige. Liverpool have made a fresh inquiry for Lucas Digne before left back agreed Barcelona switch. Shame. Unlucky. And then here's a new one. Your new striker, Michy Batshuayi.
Yeah.
He has just... he was in Ibiza. Did I say correctly?
Using babies.
With babies.
With jungle.
And then he got his 180,000 Lamborghini Aventador towed away. Because he was just out there using
haters gonna hate, man. Haters gonna hate.
What do you mean?
Why would you tow that? It's not yours, brother. Leave it.
Does he even have a tow? Like, I have a tow bar.
A tow bar.
Thing.
How did they tow it?
I'm glad these are the questions you ask. And then Tottenham have signed Vincent Janssen from AZ Alkmaar. He scored
player.
Like 24 goals, I think, last
good
year
player.
In the league. Is he a good player? Is he... They've got Harry Kane.
Yeah.
And that's just about it. They've got Eric Lamela, who can play as a striker at times if you allow him.
Weak.
And who's the other guy? Who's the other striker that Spurs have? Spuds?
Eriksen plays just behind. Chadli. Nasir Chadli can play down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're just naming it.
Okay, I think that's enough for Spurs.
Clinton and G.
I think that's enough for Spurs. Oh, wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. What a good team to talk about. Yeah.
These are all facts, guys. Yeah. Facts.
And then Crystal Palace about to sign Christian Benteke.
So why?
32 million, though, for that Pala.
But there's too much money. Oh. It's TV money. You can't complain about TV money now. No,
for a beacon, my man.
Speaking about TV money.
Yeah.
Have you seen the signings in the NBA?
We'll get to the NBA just now.
True.
We'll get to the NBA just now, Uncle. Wanna deal with that? And then Mamadou Sakho. Do you remember he had a ban and he decided not to participate
Sex,
in the Euros?
Sex, drugs, and girls.
Gateway.
And Hubli.
Hubli is a gateway to sex, drugs, and girls. Remember
Shout
these
out to
wise
John,
words.
My nigga.
Remember these wise words. So UEFA have just said that he might be unable to appeal the ban. Because the idea with him actually coming forward and saying, okay, cool, you got me. Smith, you got me. The idea with him actually saying that was, you know, so that you'd get less time. And now UEFA have just come out and said, but actually, no, wait.
But have you seen Sakho's, his legs?
Using. Have his legs seen, are using.
They remind me of a certain...
slow puncture. Sakho is using.
So you're saying he has a slow?
He's got a slow. And then Antonio Conte says he's the godfather. When he talks to you, you listen. Apparently that is what...
We haven't even seen the pictures of him at our training ground.
No, but...
I feel like he's like a phantom.
Has he already arrived, though?
Yeah,
Monday.
He has arrived. Yeah.
Is he not on holiday? He's there already.
No, he's Monday. There. He's working, chief.
We
he must work.
Wasn't he Eddie Beta with that other gent?
Yeah, he looks like an Ibiza face. He's got that Ibiza face.
He's got that model... Bali face, yeah. That middle-aged man, yeah. Like Fabio Capello was modeling like Oakley glasses, yeah, in like the early 2000s.
That Hasselhoff. Yeah, no, you can't trust guys like that.
You guys want to say something? No.
On Conte.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's a good coach, but I still think Chelsea are gonna see the best.
They're gonna be used.
They're gonna get the best. Though. I don't think they're gonna get used though. Maybe not used as in the way they were used this year.
Yeah, this year.
But they'll still be used. Because, you know, let me tell you something. This trophy is going to Manchester.
Nah,
one of the Manchesters. One of the Manchesters is taking.
Is it?
Remember this day, guys. Remember this day. Chelsea. What is that?
Okay, well, it's now time for our favorite segment.
NBA.
No,
Adi.
Not yet NBA. It's time for our favorite segment, the laundromat, where we speak about anything and everything, and we speak about stuff that you might like as well.
Fair
like.
Enough.
Yeah, but anyway, we'll start off with news that Thierry Henry has left Arsenal because Arsene Wenger gave him an ultimatum to say either keep the Sky Sports job or focus on the under-18s completely.
Can you see why Wenger needs to leave?
So who's a wolf there, Thierry Henry or Arsene Wenger?
Thierry.
Okay, it's a $4 million a year job. He gets to talk shit on TV.
Yeah. Yep.
But apparently, you know, after Thierry Henry publicly dressed down the Arsenal camp, he dressed down Olivier Giroud having been a striker that you don't need if you want to win a championship. I think Arsene Wenger took umbrage to that, and as a result, Thierry Henry is now out of a job at the Arsenal under-18s. And Tony Adams is now the guy who's taking over.
Listen to
less swag.
Listen
so
to
much,
but you know
swag.
What, guys? I think Tony. I think Adams. Adams has got that krach about him. That krach.
Why didn't they just give Mertesacker the job?
I feel like
it's time for Mertesacker to go coach under-16s or something.
No, but he'll develop a bunch of strong niggas. That Adams guy, I'm telling you right now.
And then this is a funny one. Bradford have signed goalkeeper Colin Doyle from Blackpool after activating his £1 release clause. That is using.
I could buy him
it. £1 million or £1? Come on.
Yeah.
Is it £1 or £1 million?
Yeah.
£1.
£1.
Yeah.
£1. Not £1 million. £1.
£1.
Activate this guy's clause. Get him for £1.
Amazing.
And then Portugal Tourism Board invited. Do you remember that video of the distraught France fan who was crying?
Yeah.
Was comforted by the little kid. The little So the Portugal Tourism Board have actually invited that crying guy to Portugal to just come and have a visit with that nice little Portuguese lad.
Crying privilege.
We're not... there's nothing, you know, homoerotic about those two hanging out together.
Why don't they just go to the Neverland?
Using.
And then we also Benny McCarthy. It's gone viral.
Benny
McCarthy.
Yeah, this guy's gonna shame me right now, nigga.
I think. Oh, shame. Uncle Kevin loves Benny McCarthy. You just wanna be him. Tell us how you feel about Benny McCarthy.
No. I wouldn't say I love Benny, but he embodies what I would love
to get a semi-4
as an athlete.
Yeah.
as an athlete.
Are you done? Is that it?
No, I mean, he took an escort to the Champions League. When last did he take an escort anywhere?
He took an escort to the Champions
what
League.
What have you done for escort affairs in this country? What have you done?
That's a Jericho for all the white people.
That's a Jericho for all the white people. Listen. You took an escort to the Champions League final and you won it.
And he started a verse by saying, Leka, 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 Leka fish and chips.
Fire next to the north or southwest and
east.
How do you start a verse by saying Leka, Leka, Leka?
Fire lyrics. Future.
So, Benny McCarthy, for that dance move in the Supersport Studios, he is a wolf.
Yeah.
Bottom line. And then something that you might want to talk about, basketball finally. Mm-hmm. Tim Duncan is leaving.
Mm-hmm. No surprise there.
What a veteran, what a gent.
No surprise.
Ugly
there.
Pants, ugly
sense of
style.
Just
he's got zero swag.
Swagless,
but listen, he's still fire.
Pops jeans.
Obviously,
I still think he's autistic a little
KD
bit.
Has gone to Golden State, and then who's gone to Chicago?
D Wade.
Rajon Rondo.
Yeah. D-Wade, Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
But it's better for D-Wade. It's his home. It's his hometown.
Yeah.
He's but always his knees are gone, there. So...
His knees have been gone for the past, let's say, 6 years.
Yeah. So I don't, like, yeah.
And the rest of his game is pop.
It is.
No, I wouldn't say it's pop. Last year, he had one of the best seasons he had in the last 3 years.
Yes,
actually.
Uncle. Tell us.
Yeah, he's more productive. He's one of the most productive shooting guards in the league right now.
Yeah.
Is it?
If you look at shooting guards alone...
Mm-hmm.
James Harden probably the best.
Yeah.
Most productive.
But mm-hmm. defensively, bop.
Defensively, I mean.
He is bop.
He's nowhere to be found.
Well, and those toes per game. Points per game. Wade.
D-Wade dropping right now about, let's say, 19.
19? No, playoffs, he's still making, making under 20. He's still making like 20.
Anyway, in the playoffs, he's way up off. To 22. Guys are talking too much. Anyway, it's thank you for coming on, Uncle Agent K. Smith.
Agent underscore K. Smith,
if you want to follow them. 23. The lady from the Beast Rand. I don't even know how you do it, fam. You're so gangster. You just come from the East Rand, just out here. In black, even baby. Thank you for coming. Anza, thank you for joining us again this week.
That's right.
Five mixtape. Right. Remember, it's been the Football Show. May the swag be with you. Be kind to strippers and all boobs matter.
This is CliffCentral.com.